What are you smirking at?
I was trying to come up with the right entry into this particular show, but I guess you just did it since we're recording. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Knock Report. I am your host, J.D. Wow, I haven't done this intro in a long time. I am your host, J.D. Rucker, and I'm joined by my lovely, brilliant, talented, and exceptional in every possible form and fashion, co-host and wife, Tammy. Say hi, Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Yeah, I'm a rusty, you know, because we've been doing so many interviews. My producer, Bill, has been just loading us up with interviews. I did back-to-back-to-back interviews yesterday that are coming out today and over the weekend. Some great stuff. We had Chris Kobach on, former everything, but former Secretary of State of Kansas. He was phenomenal. We had Anthony Raimondo. Did you watch the first episode?
I didn't get to, no.
His first episode was blockbuster. I was actually shocked.
It was like one of the most popular
shows. It was one of the most popular shows we've had really ever. And this is a guy that I'd never even heard of before. You know, I'm looking at my email and before the interview, I'm like, oh, I wonder who this guy is. Oh, he's an attorney. Okay, I guess he's going to be pitching attorney stuff. And he gets in there. And I mean, he just blew me away.
Yeah,
he just blew me away. And so then his second one is actually better. So I can't wait to get that one posted. Well, I want him to come on every single week if possible. That'd be good. But right now we're going to be talking about a topic. We're going old school, you know, just the two of us, just gabbing, you know, talking back and forth. We're going to be talking about this guy. He was
this guy.
He was an ex former mayor in a California city. He's gay. And he's been arrested for.
He wanted to defund the police, but guess what?
Yeah, the police got him first for child sex abuse. We'll be talking about that, and maybe a couple other stories. We might squeeze something else in.
Yeah,
but this one might take a lot of our time. First, I want to give my lovely, brilliant, talented, and exceptional co-host and wife an opportunity to talk to you about our newest sponsor, one that we are very proud of. Here we go.
We are proud to support a patriotic company that you might have heard of called MyPillow.com and its founder, Mike Lindell. You can support them too by shopping online and using promo code KNOCK, that's N-O-Q, at checkout for up to 66% off. Or call 1-800-862-0382. So head on over to MyPillow.com now or after the show. And again, use promo code KNOCK, that's N-O-Q, at checkout to receive your discount.
According to the post-millennial ex-California mayor who advocated for defunding police, arrested for child sex crimes.
Excuse me.
Oh, no, bless you. Sebastopol. Oh, boy. Sebastopol?
Sebastopol
police. It's a city in California. This California city booked 44-year-old Robert Emmanuel Jacob on 11 felony counts.
The three names.
Well, yeah,
you know he's serious if it's three names.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. 11 felony counts related to sexual assault crimes against a minor,
aged 14 or 15.
Aged.
Oh my goodness.
14 or 15, and it's funny that the lead. This is a story by Andy Ngo and Mia Cathell. The lead image they have is a highlight from the New York Times article about him. It says, in California, a mayor's rise is a sign of the times. Oh, they just love taking their radical leftist Democrat politicians putting them on a pedestal.
I mean, you never know about these people.
And it doesn't matter.
The loudest people when it comes to stuff like ridiculous stuff, especially like defunding police, they've got their own, you know what I mean? Just like we heard about the BLM leader, you know, having a...
I didn't hear about that because Facebook is...
That's right.
Is banning the story.
Not just Facebook, like other places. I can't remember the list. I don't want to misquote. But yeah, you can't New York, it was the New York Post who came out. Yeah, and you can't access it on there. So it's ridiculous.
Fourth largest publication in the United States.
It's fine if somebody wants to buy homes. That's their business. I don't care. But this person, you know, whatever. And this is what you get. And it's called hypocrisy. This is what this is what Jesus was talking about. And of course he was talking about in the Pharisees and the Sadducees, but we're talking about politicians and people who are, and as well as, you know, people who are basically running the politicians, the narrative that is, and you know, they're hypocrites, and, you know, we don't listen. That just goes to show how people will follow. It doesn't even matter who it is. I mean, if the narrative is being shifted, a lot of people will just follow that narrative, and it doesn't matter who's leading them.
It doesn't.
And
yeah, it's funny. You mentioned Frankly, and that reminded me that this Monday we're going to be listed as an influencer.
Pardon me.
We're now listed as influencers on frankspeech.com, which is launching on Monday, and it's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. Free speech stuff. We're going to be, you know, other influencers who are almost as influential as us. We got Diamond Silk and I think they got Charlie Kirk.
Mm.
Have you ever heard of him?
Yes.
Have you heard of him? Some guy named what was it? Dinesh D'Souza, I think is his last name.
I think.
Yeah, well, they were able to talk us into going ahead and putting our name in the hat with the influencers. So I guess we will. I don't know who these other people are, but
toot toot.
Okay, so anyway. I'll stop.
Okay.
It was funny. It was
good. It's okay. Good though, but it's a good thing,
it's
good. Right?
No, it's self-deprecating.
It's a blessing.
Yeah, I'm like, are you guys sure you know who you're talking to? You want us to be influencers?
Oh, stop it. You weren't like that at all.
I wasn't. I was very happy.
You said, like, you know, so, you want me?
No, that's cool. Cool. All right. You guys can use our names. Yeah.
I'll get back to you.
We'll help you out. Let me have my people's people call your people. All right. Let's get to the story.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, you want to read it or do you want me to read it?
The former mayor of Sebastopol, California, a progressive Democrat who voiced support for Black Lives Matter rioters and defunding police, was arrested Saturday morning over multiple felony child sex crimes. Sebastopol police booked 44-year-old Robert Emmanuel Jacob on 11 felony counts related to sexual assault crimes against a minor aged 14 or 15. The charges against Jacob, who is openly gay and married as of 2019, include transportation of a child for lewd and
lascivious
acts, arranging a meeting for sexual purposes with a person believed to be underage, sexual penetration of an child under 16 years old, and harmful materials sent with the intent to seduce a minor. So this seems like basically hooking up on probably through texting and him knowing full well that it was a minor and preferably.
This guy was mayor.
Probably preferred a minor.
This guy was a mayor that the left on from coast to coast, they were adoring him because he's a minority. He's a minority. Gay.
That's the only reason.
He's you know, in this small town, but
so ridiculous.
North of San Francisco. Yeah. 2012 to 2016 was when he was mayor. Mm-hmm. And he's recently been on here. Do you want to read? This bugs me.
Yeah. So back
this is his post.
Less than a year ago, back June 2020, he writes, Minneapolis is banning chokeholds by the police. Another thing, Black Lives Matter, the protest, and yes, rioting have gotten us. Everyone wants to make the rioters the enemy. They are our warriors. Think of them as the infantry. They're on the front lines, getting arrested, getting pepper sprayed, getting beaten. These rioters are our rioters. People should be talking about them as heroes. This is a war, a civil rights war. Violence is what it takes to win wars. The police beat people daily and kill them regularly, but that's acceptable. Then a Black person breaks a window of a CVS and people cast shame and negativity upon them. All the while, many are praising law enforcement. Come on, people, support our troops, not condemn them, while sitting behind our computers and desks. And he means our troops being
their troops being their, the rioters, the rioters.
Right? It is a shame that we aren't out there ourselves. Consider it dodging the draft.
You know, I don't like this guy. I mean, let's take away the whole having
I don't like his
sex
ideology
with children.
Oh
thing.
Yeah, for sure.
The sheer fact that he's yeah, it's no wonder that he wanted to defund police because he didn't want to get caught for his sick crimes. And this is the thing. This is a leader of the radical progressive movement. This is a guy that has been heralded again from coast
to
coast.
And they have top positions. We're not talking about, these are leaders in communities serving large communities. Mayors, I mean, even governors have come out in support of this stuff. I mean, this is a big deal, and this is why we're now where we are. Mm-hmm. Why the narrative was able to be followed so widely, and why it was shifted so quickly, because of people like this Robert Jacob. And come to find
Robert out, Emmanuel Jacob.
Yeah.
You got to use all three names. He's a three name guy now.
Anyway, and it's sickening because, you know, aside from the ridiculous, you know, crimes that they should be in jail for a very, very, very long time, they are also guilty of misleading people and potentially destroying people's livelihoods, their businesses. I mean, this is what he's advocating for.
Yeah, he called out police for, oh, police kill people and they're called heroes, but then a black guy throws a brick through a CVS window and he's vilified. The difference is that generally speaking, the people that police will kill are criminals, are people that are doing harm to others, mm-hmm. people that are, I don't want to say deserve it, because we know there's going to be times when they do or when they don't, mm-hmm. you know, when it's self-defense or when it's protecting the public, that's a righteous kill. Whereas when it's not, you know, when it's inaccurate or incorrect, that's a bad kill, mm-hmm. you know, and that happens. And that's part of, usually it comes down to a split second decision. And we need to stay on that topic.
Yeah. Because I think that you and I pretty much agree on all of this. I mean, especially it's closer to you than
I disagree.
I just very much do not want cops to use, you know,
deadly force
as the first option.
Yeah. And nobody really does. Here's the thing. Nobody does.
Training too. So
nobody wants that.
Some cops are, and it, but it's not a race thing.
Not in 2021.
It would be,
I don't believe
well,
that.
Maybe not in 2020.
In the era. See, listen, the saddest part is this, is that we were close to eliminating it. I'm serious. We were close to eliminating, you know, the quote unquote bad cops. How? Through body cams. Look, I am a big supporter of body cams. That is the ultimate. Yeah. I guess you could say, you know, that's the only privacy issue item that I go against a lot of the privacy advocates. Okay, when it comes to police, they need this.
And we're not talking about drones. Them. We're talking about
the body cams.
You know what I mean?
I want their actions, because their actions, this is for their defense.
I want it for them and for me.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So if I have a reason to say, listen, I was stopped and this cop was abnormally, you know, abusive to me for no good reason, and I make a complaint, I look at his body cam.
Right. Exactly. Or if, you know, something else happens. I mean, for too long, yes, police did get away with too much, because there was the blue shield, the blue code, mm-hmm. you know, and it's understandable. My dad was a cop.
There's a history, you know, we've seen
but
all the things.
Now but... they're with body cams. Mm-hmm. They have, and with, you know, surveillance cameras everywhere. I'm not a big fan of any of this stuff. Okay. But I will say this, that at least the ability, to me, this benefits police, because it says, no. He did have a gun. You know, he did turn and fire at us. Imagine, you know, Ferguson burned 5 years ago or so. It was 5-6 years ago. Ferguson was on fire. Imagine if they had body cams back then. Imagine if you could see Michael Brown, you know, reaching into the police car, trying to grab his gun. Okay.
Well, you know what? It wouldn't have mattered, because we wouldn't even have seen it until everything burned. And that really
pisses me
off too, because, I mean, it's good that we would have seen that.
Yeah.
Right? We are proud to support a patriotic company that you might have heard of, called MyPillow.com, and its founder, Mike Lindell. You can support them too by shopping online and using promo code NOCK, that's N-O-Q, at checkout for up to 66% off. Or call 1-800-862-0382. So head on over to MyPillow.com now or after the show. And again, use promo code NOCK, that's N-O-Q, at checkout to receive your discount.
We were going to do a longer one, but now I've bugged you.
Now we're bugged. Is there another story that we can talk about that's happier?
You want a happy story? Mm. I don't do really happy stories anymore.
All the products.
You want to talk? We're going to get MyPillow. We're so excited about that.
I am. I'm really excited, because they have pajamas, they have blankets, they
slippers,
have
doggy slippers, beds.
Doggy bed. I mean, like, seriously, you go there and I have this, like, towels and all these different things. I'm like, yeah, Sign me up. I'll take one of each. No, I really am excited about trying a few of the products. And I think,
and you can get up to 66%
off. Oh my gosh. It's unbelievable savings.
By going to mypillow.com
and
using promo code NOQ.
NOQ.
Knock. Not K-N-O-C-K. Don't use that. That's not going to get you anything. Use our promo code N-O-Q. That will get you up to 66% off on, you know, I mean,
whatever you want.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's discounts on, the discounts vary, of course. I want to be clear about that. I heard, I'm not going to say who, but I heard somebody, some very popular show host say, you know, use my promo code and get 66 off everything. And it's like, no, that's mistaken. Not true. That's not that's how insane. It works.
That's not
everything has its different discount, but most things are discounted. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, if you go there, you'll see.
I mean, this all says use a promo code. Use a promo code. So okay, great. Yeah, use promo code NOQ because listen, it doesn't matter. You don't get a but. There's no better discount. There's only one discount. It doesn't matter if you use Mike Lindell's personal discount code or you use, you know, some little podcast's discount code. They've mm-hmm. made it uniform across the board. So if you have a promo code, you get the same discount no matter whose promo code you use. This benefits us.
Okay? Yeah. So that's, I asking. Mean, if you, a lot of people I'm sure know this, but if you use our promo code specifically to us, it helps us as well. And mm-hmm. that's a really, really, it's a personal thing. And we appreciate everyone out there who listens to us and who's, you know, donated and who's tried to help us out.
We don't have millions of viewers listeners. Like,
we're not a big production here. Yeah. We don't have movies and we don't have all these different things that we've done. Not to knock on anybody who does, but we're just a small town, you know what I mean?
Kind of. We're not small town. We're in the Southern California, but you came from a small town.
You did too,
buddy. Well, we did. Okay, we came from small towns, but we're not mm-hmm. small town. You can't say
I meant small business, and I said small town because typically okay. that's what yeah. comes out.
Oh, we're definitely a small business. We're a tiny little itty bitty business
with lots of kids.
We're trying. We're trying every day. Yeah. Dang it! So yeah. So mypillow.com promo code knock NOQ. And see, we did end on a happy note because MyPillow makes me happy. I've been cheering for MyPillow since long before it was cool.
Well, I just like the fact that, I mean, I
made in America.
I feel confident telling people to do this. And I don't care if they supported us or not. If I wasn't really into the product, if I didn't feel like I believed in the product or I thought it was a really good product, I wouldn't really put my name on it. In fact, I would have him do the promo and not me. I would probably not feel comfortable.
Well, I wouldn't even do a promo for
it. No, actually, we probably wouldn't do it at all.
I mean, how many we've
done our coffee promos
and this? What else have we done?
I'm talking about the quality.
Well, we tested the quality of the coffee before we got it.
Yeah.
So we weren't going to sell it until they sent us samples. We got to pick out our blend and we got to try ground up. We tried different grinds of it and all this other stuff.
Right. And so
now I drink it every day.
We actually own the product and we're looking forward to getting more of that product, but we know that the product is actually good.
We're overkilling it. We got to come back to it.
Yeah. And you know, we're just filling time because we were on a really bad subject. So we were trying to make
this makes us feel better.
Yeah. Okay.
Lord willing, we will be back very soon.
If you want us to.
If you want us to with another episode. But in the meantime, you guys stay strong.
Stay safe.
God bless. You.